I just said, yeah. I don't know how the Shana for Beis do it. Okay, Rabosai, let us go, Beis Hashem. Let's start off our sugya by first of all repeating the Hesber that we gave in the Machlokas between the Rajba and the Ritva, and then plug it in a couple points of Pshat, and then let's see it explode throughout the Masechta, Beis Hashem. What we're going to be doing is really extending the idea that we had put out already last time. The microphone's being used by the Rav. Is that it? So I should stand up? We don't have the microphone. Is that the story? I think they took it. Okay, we saw that the Rajba had learned that when the Gemara says, Asal Adam Lenos Bol Mazeh Below Bracha, the Rajba assumes that this is a source both for Bracha Lefanel as well as for Bracha Acharel. The Ritva disagrees. And we pointed out that the Ritva already said in the first Ritva that we had started out with, one of the first Ritvas in the Perek, that the Ritva says that our Sugya is not talking about Bracha Lefanel, Bracha Acharel, it's only talking about Bracha Lefanel. We pointed out that Shat the Ritva is Lushitasa, that the Ritva understands that the halacha of Lehenos Bolam Azeh Below Bracha is only Lefaneha, while the Rajba, and that's Lushitasa because it starts out that way right away. He says, Bracha Lacharea that exists on the level of Daraisa, it comes from the Pasuk Tereknik, from the Pasuk of Achalta V'Savat of the Rajba, and everything else is only by the way, the Talmud, the Shanim Gimel Talmud were really good. Then he chased it down and he pointed out that we cannot say that the Rajba agrees with this svara as well, because the Rajba holds that the Bracha L'Acharel is also the Arais on the Shivas Haminim. So it's not going to be the Ritva and the Rajba Lushitasam disagreeing on this last point. All I meant to say, L'Mafreya, I said you got to look into that, and then he chased it down. What you do have to say is that what the Ritva will learn is Pshat in the Sugya. The Rajba, Ramevin Yavin, will have to make some type of split. Okay, that's just on Mevin Yavin point. The Ritva had said that the Bracha beforehand is entirely a Matir. And that's how we learned our Sugya, because you could read the Gemara two different ways. When the Gemara says Ella, is the Gemara rejecting any suggestion that we had above? The Pashtus above, in the Gemara, we had understood that the Bracha is a Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After all, the Makor, this is how Rav Soloveitchik read the Gemara, when the Gemara says Kodesh Hilulim, that the Gemara is talking about a Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a Berachas HaShemah. And the Ritva learns, and we had seen that that's going to be the Ritva Lashita, so the Ritva said that even though we're working with Kodesh Hilulim, nevertheless, the Ritva says that we're aware of this Svara, and therefore we're going to say that the idea of Kodesh Hilulim is entirely rejected in the Maskanas HaGemara. Hence, it could very well be that when it comes to the notion of a bracha, the bracha is only a matir beforehand. You can't talk about a matir afterwards, but you can talk about a matir beforehand. Hence, our sugya is only talking about bracha lefanel. Rav Nissen Kaplan takes this idea we pointed out a step further. He said that the Rajba, who says that we have an idea of svara, that idea applies both lefanel l'acharel. Does that make sense? B'chura, that idea only applies lefanel. That idea doesn't apply l'acharel. This is what we spelled out last time. But well, maybe not so. Maybe we could say that this idea doesn't mean that also l'adam she'en min olam hazeh b'lo bracha, that the food is mamish asur. But rather, what does it mean? It means that there is a prohibition for a person not to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu beforehand. That prohibition could apply afterwards as well. In other words, if it's not the pshat that the food is asur, but rather the pshat is that it's prohibited for a person, which it could very well be, in the Hava Mina, the Gemara Tosis had learned is something that's just like you have to plan to create food, it's a davar pashut, you have to thank somebody to be able to get to the food. So that idea could apply both lefana as well as la'achareha. Now, in the Shita of Rashi, we learned that the mashmos of Rashi in Dibra Maskel Kodesh Yilulim is that Rashi understands the pashtus. Rashi understands that the Gemara is bothered both lefanel la'achareha, as well as what we started off with last time we were learning. What was that on Sunday, right? That when we learned on Sunday, we saw that Rashi makes no mention of the idea of the bracha being a matter. In fact, Rashi fudges a few places in the Gemara. Rashi says, Gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't mean that you're stealing an object from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather you're stealing his bracha. You're not giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu the bracha that's appropriate. As well as that Rashi said, when he brought down the Svarah in Dibra Maskel El Svarahu, the Kiva the Nene, since you have Ana, Sarech Lahodos Lemisha Bram. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kiva the Nene. Now it's a Dover Pashut that our Sugya over here is talking about the Bracha Lefanel. What does Rashi mean, Kiva the Nene, Manu Bameven Yavin, Manu asked me, Kiva the Nene sounds like it's the bracha achareha, not the bracha lefanel. That, it can't be. Because the Gemara had rejected the Kal v'chomer of Kishu, Salvan Vara Kishu, Rav, Lo Kol Shekin. So what is Rashi saying when Rashi says, Sarek lahodos l'mishad ra'am? What Rashi is saying with Kivan Denana, any time you have ana, if there's a subject of ana, it's a svara that a person has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It seems that the position of Rashi is not like what we saw in the Ritva. It's not the pshat that the bracha is some type of matir, but rather, according to Rashi, the pashtus of our sugya is that it's all about hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we're talking about hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it could be closer to what the Rajba had said, that there is a chiyuv of hodah, both achareha as well as lefanel. If you understood that the food is asur, so then in such a case, our sugya is only talking about the bracha lefanel. However, if we're talking about hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then that svara of hodah would make sense both lefanel as well as la'achareha. Now, if you remember, we already, here's one more wrinkle. If you remember, we had discussed that in the opening part, the opening salvo of the sugya, we had discussed whether the Gemara was taught, had in mind the idea of this svara beforehand or not. The Gemara just introduced Ella, and the Gemara now finds a totally new Makar? Or is the Gemara already aware of this svara beforehand? That was something that we had struggled with. We had learned that Tosis, the Ramaskal Ketz and the Varchin, Tosis understands that this svara we're already aware of beforehand. That's how Tosis had learned. At the same time, nevertheless, Tosis learned that this Hav Amin of the Gemara was that Brachas D'Oraisa. Brachas D'Oraisa. Where do we see that in Tosis? In the last Tosis that we have, Ela Svaru Asal Adam Shiena, so says Tosis, Ukra D'Nasiv L'Il Asmachta Ba'alma. Vay Gemara HaYisavar Mitzvila D'Limut Gomor Hu. Tosis says that originally we thought it's D'Oraisa. Did the Ritva learn this way, like Tosos? Did the Ritva learn that we thought originally it was D'Oraisa? Yes. The Ritva learns that originally that's D'Oraisa. We think off the bat that this is going to be D'Oraisa. Then we change our mind. Then we change our mind and we decide, no, that it's not D'Oraisa. This pasuk is only an asmachta ba'alma of Kodesh Yilulim, and rather, there's a totally different thing that's operating, and that's Asal Adam Shienos Me'olam Hazeh, below Bracha. What I'm driving at, Rabosai, is the following. My radar tells me that I want to give you another day before I develop this idea. But there is a Tosas that we already did, but we didn't do. Tosas in Dibra Maskel Tenach La'acharav and Dibra Maskel Lefanav, Tosa says, Tenach la'acharav, di'ikav rach la'acharav, di'nav sivach, al-tavis avat uvei rachta. That Tosos is going on what? That Tosos is going on the end of our sugya, where the Gemara had said, where is the Tana Fla'acharov going on? Va'od. Now it seems like Tosos had a different, slightly different girsa, because he doesn't have the hay, right? Tosos says, on the Gemara that says, Malashivas aminim shekein chayovim bibikurim, says Tosos, says the Gemara, Va'od. To which the Gemara says, "Holo kasha the asid b'kav v'chomer kishu sav v'varet kishu rav lo koshi kain." Says the Gemara, "I've got a kav v'chomer," and then we're at this stage of the Gemara. The Gemara thinks that you should be able to learn a kav v'chomer if you have the bracha la'acharav. Certainly, the bracha l'fana. Now wait a second, Rabbosai. This svara, Ashkechan kishuhu sava, kishu mevarech, kishu rav lo kol shekein. That kal v'chomer. Does that kal v'chomer make sense if we understand the bracha as being a matir? Does that make sense? You want to argue that it makes more sense. Ashkechan kishu sava, when he's satiated, he makes a bracha. Kishu rav lo kol shekein.
If we can say that the sova is a matir.
So that's question number one that I want you to work on. Okay? That's question number one. I know it's not today's Mar Makomos, but I want to already plant the seed. Question number one. Question number two is the following. If you take a look, Tosos, in Dibra Maskul Tainik La'acharav, Tosis continues on, Dika Brach La'acharav, Siva Chal V'Sot V'Rachba, the fun of Lo Kol Shekein, Lav Kal V'Chomeru, it's not a full Kal V'Chomer. We discussed this Tosis already a little bit. Tim Kain, Te Brach Adil L'Fun of Midor Raisa. If we would take this Kal V'Chomer, up until the end, to its logical extreme, then in such a case, then we would have come to the Brach of being Min HaTorah. Now, I like to be medayik. This is a smaller point. The crux of today's shiur, we're going to get to in a moment. One of my talmidim in the YU summer kola was medayik. This is a fantastic deal. This Tosos, where does this appear? On this line of the Gemara. Where did the Gemara ask this question first? It asked it above. The kasha of Tena, the fun of, Tinech Acharav, excuse me, the fun of Minayim, and then the Kishu Savim Mivarek Kishu, the fun of Lo Kol Shekein, that also appeared above. Yet Tosos waits at this stage of the Gemara to ask you. Why? Why did Tosos do it? So this is someone who's already really, really gotten down the sugya. That's something I want you to struggle with. If you haven't gotten down the sugya yet, let's leave the kasha. You could leave the kasha. Now, Be'ezer Hashem, leave the kasha right now, Andy. I'd rather I do the driving a little bit, and then I want to hear your question. Rabosai, now let's take a look. Keeping in mind this machlokas between the Rajba and the Ritva, let's take a look at the other Tosas in that I had asked you to do. Let's take a look at Tosas on Daf Lamed Tes. Tosas on Lamed Tes is discussing, Tosas over here is discussing the shear for Brach Achrona. And as we saw in Leini Chabura, there's a machlokis between the Ri and the other Bali Tosas, whether you need a shear for Brach Achrona. The Ri is of the opinion that you do not need a shear. He says, because Brach Achrona Fashos is not a Brach Achashuva. Says Tosas, even if it's not the Raisa, at the end of the day, it's modeled after the bracha of Ala Geffen. And Ala Geffen needs a shear, so certainly, when it comes to the bracha Rishona, that the bracha Achrona, it's also going to need a shear, because it's modeled after that in the Raisa. Rabbi Kiva Eger, all he does is he tells us, Ayin l'kamon Mempes Amebez. He sends us to Mempes Amebez. Now, Aaron, already in Leinin Chabura, suggested a beautiful hesber and what's going on over here in the Tosas. And this will change the entire way we look at Ketzer Mevarchin. And it will have profound nafkaminos even for Halacha Lamaisa. We're only going to, the Halacha Lamaisa application of this, we're only going to get to on Thursday. Bezer Hashem, that will be the Halacha Shir on Thursday, will be the application of all of the Lamdus that comes out from these Rishonim. Comes along Aaron and he suggests maybe the struggle with the Reed and the other Balitosis revolves around how we look at Bracha Achrona. Is Bracha Achrona connected to the rules of Bracha Rishona or not? Now, Rabosai, the moment that you hear this question, is Bracha Rishona connected to the rules of Bracha Achrona, what do you immediately think of? Who holds that Bracha Achrona is connected to the rules of Bracha Rishona? See, you see what I'm bringing out about the two ways of looking at Tosos? You could translate the words of Tosos, and then you could realize the tremendous lamdash implications of Tosos. The Re is putting together the same shiur of Bar Nefashos with Bracha Rishona. Isn't that what he's doing? He's saying maybe Bar Nefashos doesn't need a shiur. Normally, the Din D'Oraisa of Bracha Achrona clearly requires a shiur. That we saw later on in Memtes, that we see in many places. But the Re is fudging over here. The Re is putting together Bracha Achrona with Bracha Rishona. The other Balitosa is saying, wait a second, you're being confused with Ala Geffen. Ala Geffen, of course, needs a shear. That everybody knows. So how could you mix together Bracha Achrona and Bracha Rishona? If you're reading the Tosos with a Lomdusha lens, you're thinking about what are the implications of what Tosis is saying, and not just reading the Tosis and translating Tosis' words, which is important at times. You're not always supposed to read with a Lomdusha lens. Not everything is always a Lomdus. Sometimes it is. How do you know? You've got to learn for 10, 15 years. I disagreed with one of the Talmidim of Soloveitchik that said that Soloveitchik felt that everything was never the simple pshat. No, it's not true. Sometimes it's simple pshat is the pshat. But then there are sometimes that there's something more that's going on in the Tosis. It seems that Rav Nissim Kaplan is right, that over here there's something more deeper that's going on in the Tosis. Aaron, finish it off. What did you want to suggest is the machlokes between the Reed and the other Bali Tosis? Go ahead.
Saying that it is, because you have to say thank you, even on the smallest amount. He also says on the test of biz, even with the.
Okay, you start off right. This part you didn't finish. You didn't finish off, but to say that, that's fine. It's not. That's not. I'm not going to spell out now why the way you're saying it is not correct. But I'll come over to me afterwards and I'll explain to you. If it's not clear from the way I present it, I'll explain to you why. Tosso says that both of them don't have, Re says they both don't have a shear. Could anybody tell me, give me a svara of why it is that you shouldn't need a shear? Who are the Bali Tosis are 100% right? Ala Geffen, we know, needs a shear. Even if the Bali Tosis are wrong, that Bar Nefashos is not modeled after Ala Geffen, but if the Bracha Achrona normally needs a shear, then a Bar Nefashos should also need a shear. So what would be the omek, what would be the depth that one would say that you don't need a shear for Bar Nefashos? Yes, Yosef? What would be the omek? Help me out. Michael?
I'm not sure what you're looking for. I would say that it depends on if you hold your sign as the rice or not. If the rice, then therefore, it's not a geffen.
It's a separate thing.
It's a separate thing.
But I'm here, I'm stuck. But Bar Nefashos also, whenever you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we see in general that you thank him for a shear. Why would Bar Nefashos be different? Why would it be different? I don't know, I'll give you another chance because I'm realizing maybe I didn't understand you out of self. Go ahead.
Because Bar Nefashos is a Rishus anyway, so it's a Rishus. We're going to say it on less than a shiur, then say it on less than a shiur.
Right. Okay. That's not what I want to say. I hear how you could read Tosis like that. But I believe in my heart of hearts, Tosis is saying something a lot more. Rabosai. Asur la'adam lehenos me'olam hazeh b'lo bracha. Is that only with a shear or even without a shear? Dover Pasha, it's without a shear. You're not allowed to derive benefit. No one would say that when it comes to Gzela that up until a pruta is mutter. After a pruta is asur, right? It happens to be that there might not be a chiyuv tashlumin to pay back until a pruta. By the way, Goy has even less than a pruta. A Jew has up until a pruta, he doesn't have a chiyuv of tashlumin. But an isur, of course there's going to be an isur to... So there's an isur, whether we're talking about less than a shear or more than a shear. Now, applies both whether there is a shear or whether there is no shear. Does that rule apply to a bracha achrona or not? Does that rule apply to a bracha achrona? Asa l'adam lenos bolam azeh b'lo bracha. Tell me according to Rashi. Are you stand up, Tzadikal? Tell me according to Rashi and tell me according to the... According to the Ritva. Yeah, Jack? Yes?
Rashi uses the words of the Hodos. It would seem to be a Sheva, so it would be...
Right! It's possible, if we're coming from the perspective of Asa l'adam l'anos b'lam hazeh, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's an Isra on you not to thank Him for anything. So then that could apply both lefaneha as well as lachareha. So if we learn like the Rashba and Rashi, so then in such a case there's room to say that a bracha achrona applies even less than a shir. However, if you go according to the Ritva, so then it's impossible to say that the rule of svarahu sha'asal nasval mazeb lo bracha applies to bracha achrona. Why? Because he says, what's the nature of svara? Nothing to do with the araisa. He says, what's the nature of the svara? The nature of the svara is that it's telling you that it's a matir for you to eat. It allows you to eat. If that's so, then that applies only to a bracha lefaneha as opposed to a bracha lachareha. So Rav Nissen Kaplan suggests that, and we're going to see that Rabbi Kiva Eger Kamat says this. Rabbi Kiva Eger Kamat says this idea. That the machlokis over here revolves around the sugya over there. If you say that the bracha l'achareha is also included in less than a shir, then you're assuming that's a question of an isur. It's not a question of when you eat a certain amount, then you have the mechayev. It's also la'enos v'ol mazeh b'lo bracha, any amount. Therefore, that would apply both lefaneha as well as la'achareha. Because at the end of the day, Rashi says, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu every time you benefited. So you benefited whether you had a shear or whether you did not have a shear. And if you're going to tell me you didn't benefit with less than a shear, then you don't even have a chiyuv bracha lefaneha either. Hence, when it comes to the shita of the Ri seems to be assuming that asal adam lanos b'lo l'mazeh b'lo bracha is a function of a chiyuv of avodah. However, the other Balei Tosfos say, no, bar nefashos shouldn't be any different. Why are they assuming that bar nefashos isn't any different? Because when it comes to bar nefashos falls into the same category of an ala geffen. It's a totally different world. We already know the ala geffen is a different world because the mechayiv comes from v'chalta v'savato v'erachta. But what happens if it doesn't come from v'chalta v'savato v'erachta? So then in such a case, it could very well be that the bracha lefaneha and the bracha la'achareha might be the same. Guys, just if you have questions, raise your hand. It'll be my pleasure. Yes, Mifan.
In terms of the Ri and sorry, in terms of Rashi, like I would sort of say, if it's a Mazir, then you don't need a Kazaisa afterwards because who cares what afterwards? Is there a Shus? Because it's a Mazir, you only care about beforehand.
If it's a Mazir, so then there's no need there's no makar to tell you to make a bracha.
That's why you're not at all makbid. Meaning, okay, fine. If you,
but what's the source? The source of Asa Adam Lenos Bolam Hazeh Below Bracha is inappropriate according to Rashi. That's what is inappropriate according to the Ritva. But according to the Rajba, it is appropriate.
Answer any amount.
What's that?
So we answer any amount.
What do you mean answer any amount?
So you say
a matir is only shayach before. The word matir is only shayach before. It's not shayach afterwards. Here, let me flesh this out. Rabosai, we're gonna see this fleshed out beautifully in a moment. Yes, Avram.
Help me understand the meaning of this.
We're gonna get to it. It's gonna work beautifully. Everything's gonna.
You need to say the bracha again.
Oh, you're asking that the Riz Chumrah is not going to work with the Shita Sari. Excellent question. Good. I understand. Nachum. Go ahead, Manu.
Does it depend on if we're going to see the reason that we make a bracha for two different things? Like when we eat something, is it on the hana in the stomach or the hana in the flavor? If you're only making it on the stomach, then there's different rules between the bracha rishon and the bracha harona. Because it could be, we were just saying in Rashi, the bracha harona must be a birchas hashabach, and therefore you wouldn't say, but it could just be that it's because you've already got some sort of hana.
Okay.
And therefore you have to make. It could be easy calling a birchas hamatir, that it's wrong for you to get hana in your stomach and be satiated without making a bracha on that. Satiation?
No, because the moment we talk about a matir is only appropriate beforehand. It's not appropriate afterwards. A matir is not appropriate afterwards. Yes, Jeff? That's the point. A matir is not appropriate afterwards. What?
So what's afterwards?
Oh, that's a separate mechayiv. Achalim savat leracha has nothing to do with svaru. Oh, so that's why bar nefash is only a reshus. It's a separate thing. You can't say the opposite. Maybe you could, but I disagree. Yes, Jack.
How are we learning? How are we saying there's a possibility that maybe it's only she told when it comes to bracha achra? I understand bracha alvaya, but.
The answer is that if we say svara who means, that's a svara that when a person benefits from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should thank him, that svara could apply both before and afterwards. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The svara applies afterwards. That we already brought out on Sunday. We brought that idea out from the Rajba on Sunday. Now let's take a look at Tosfos on Memtesimabes. Tosos once again comes back to this question about the Brach Achareha. Here, as I proved to you in Lein Chabura, Tosos is talking about Brach Achareha. I think you stand up. Says Tosos, Ule Inyin Shesia, two lines in, Omeri, Diyesh Lahachmur Ulevarech Alav, Afilu bepachos min lo lugamav, afo gav deleinim yom hakipurim lesa. Lo yalfinu mino leinim bracha. Says Tosas, the halacha is that when it comes to yom hakipurim, you need a shear. However, when it comes to bracha achrona, then you don't need a shear. So here we have again the Riu saying that when it comes to bar nefashos, the halacha is that you need a bracha achrona. A bar nefesh is even less than a shear. Let's take a look at Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He says it one way in the Gilyon Hashas, and we're going to look at the Chiddush Rabbi Akiva Eiger where he spells it out here in one. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Koshali, Heyach Hashayach Lahachmir Levarit, Habibracha Sveik Lahakil, Litzarach Yun. Could anybody tell me what Rabbi Akiva Eiger's question is? Now, for those of you who have the Achronim section of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, we're going to do it inside. We'll say it outside as well. If you don't mind, just somebody could lend me their Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Thank you very much. We're going to take a look. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says a drop more in the Kedushim. He fleshes it out a little bit more. But essentially what we need is already there. Could anybody tell me what Rabbi Akiva Eiger is bothered by? Yes, Jack.
When it comes to things that are Rabbanan, I think if it's Safek, you go to the Kula, and how come in this case, where it looks like we're doing the Chumrah, like you're saying, even if you have a small amount, you're going to say burn a Kashan. That if anything, you should be more mocked, that like you have to make sure that you had more than the shear in order to be saying the bracha.
I don't think right. You're saying otherwise.
Right. Although, what's the suffix over here? Yeah, why do you call it? Why did Rabbi Kiva Eger here call it suffix brachos lahakya? Why do you say suffix brachos lahakya? It's a little bit unclear what he means that when he says. What's that? That's a fair question as well. Good. 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 I don't know, you know, this layout, once upon a time, they had the regular Kedusha Rabbi Kiva Eger.
I thought this spells it out more. Here they have just the same thing. Wait a second. Here in this Rabbi Kiva Eger, they have...
It's just a small paragraph, which is essentially the same thing.
No, it seems to be saying different.
The bottom paragraph. Do you mind passing me the old Rabbi Kiva Eger's? Thank you very much. Does he say more over here? Yes, he says more. Okay. So I'm going to read from the Kedusha Rabbi Kiva Eger. If you don't have it, I'm going to spell out what he says, and then you'll look it up when you do Chazar. Ask Rabbi Kiva Eger. Koshul, the Eid Shayach LaAchmir Ulevarech. The im hu safeg, if where it's a safeg, ain't a rishay levarech, k'mot kol safeg brachos. In general, we have the rule of safeg brachos l'gula. That's our general rule of thumb. Va'ayim b'mag Avram sheik shekazal tosis b'brachos, daf yud beis. So Rabbi Kiva Eger points out that in general, we say safeg brachos l'hakel. It seems that the simplest way of reading Rabbi Kiva Eger, which I have to tell you, I have to be honest, I'm not sure is the only way of understanding Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha, is the following. Here we have no Gemara that's clear. There's no Gemara that's clear that you have to make a bracha achrona or not, right? If there's less than a shear. So what should the rule of thumb be? Safek bracha l'hakya. So he asks, why is the Ri such a kanoi? When he says, halach l'maisa, that you should make a bracha. Maybe you have room for a safek. But why don't we say, safek bracha slahakya? Then he says, again, there's no Gemara that says that there's... No, so he says, at most, maybe the Ri has a little bit of a svara. Some type of svara. But at most, it's a safek, you should say, safek bracha slahakya. Now, there might be a different way of understanding Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. What I want to get at is not what he means by safek brachos lahakel, but his next line. Va'ayim b'magen Avram, shehik shebazal tosis brachos dafyu beizam an aleph. That the Magen Avram asked the same question on tosis on yud beizam an aleph. What's he referring to? Let's remind ourselves from Sunday's shiur. On Sunday we did the tosis on yud beiz, right? Okay. So let's take a look at Tosis on Yud Beis. Remind ourselves what happened on Yud Beis. On Daf Yud Beis of an Aleph, the Gemara tells us that if you have a suffix, whether you said an appropriate bracha, what's the halacha? If you have a suffix, whether you say the appropriate bracha, Tosis says, the halacha is that you have to be machmir. Asks the Magen Avraham, no. The suffix over there, the brach in Tosos, is the suffix of the Gemara was, it's not a machlokas. The machlokas in the Gemara was, what happens if you don't have the appropriate kavanah b'shem Hashem? But in Tosos, Tosos says, it comes out that if you have a suffix of who we paskin like, whether the bracha was good or not, says Tosas, we paskin l'chumra. Let's see those words of Tosas again. The Ri says that you've got to be machmir. Comes along Rabbi Akiva Eger in the Gilyon HaShas, and Rabbi Akiva Eger says, wait a second, he quotes, this is the Kasha of the Magen Avraham, quotes, why don't we say Safik Brachos La'akel? Why don't we invoke the rule of Safik Brachos La'akel? V'lo shayichacha lomar Safik Brachos La'akel. U'b'magen Avraham ikshikein. The Magen Avraham asks, we should say Safik Brachos La'akel. And who does he quote? The Maharsha. Says Rabbi Kivager, the question doesn't start. Because the Maharsha told us that the food is poison. It doesn't belong to you until you make a bracha. The bracha is a matir. The rule of Savik Brachas Lahakal applies when it comes to Birchas HaMitzvah. But doesn't apply when we're talking about Birchas HaNenin. By the way, I was hoping to get with you to the Maharsha to read the Maharsha and the Agados. But we are with the Maharsha and the Agados understands the Gemara this way. L'shitasa. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger like this. I can answer the Magen Avraham's Kasha for Tosas Yud Beis. I cannot answer Tosas on Daf Mem Tes. And here we're going to have Rabbi Kiva Eger's Shita of how to understand Aser La'adam Lenos Nalam Azeh B'lo Bracha. Rabbi Kiva Eger says like this, Yud Beis Amen Aleph is not difficult. Every single Talmud here should be able to tell me why Yud Beis is not difficult. If you can't, then that means you didn't do a good Chazara. Why is Yud Beis not difficult, Rabbi Osai? What?
You're not allowed to eat the food.
You're not allowed to eat the food. It's Macholos Asuros. Therefore, the rule of Savik Brachos La'akel was never evoked. Savik Brachos La'akel was said when you've got the mitzvah and you want to add a bracha. So then, if you have a suffix, whether you said it, you could do it fine. Then we could be makom. But it doesn't make sense. If the food is going to be ushered to you, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, it doesn't make sense that the rule suffix brachas lakel was ever said in regards to Birkas Hanen. However, asks Rabbi Kiva Eger, I don't understand. Hostess on Mintes on the base. The Ri over there, that I don't understand. The Ri over there is talking about Bracha Achrona, asks Rabbi Kiva Eger. So if we're talking about Bracha Achrona, so then there's no reason to evoke the rule of being machmir by brachos. When are we machmir by brachos? We're machmir by brachos when we're talking about Bracha Rishona, where the Bracha is a matir. Over here, what are we talking about? Over here, what we're talking about is a Bracha Achrona, if we're talking about Bracha Achrona, so then in such a case, the rule should be that you go Lahakel. You should go Lahakel. If it was benching, which is Daraisa, then you'll be Machmir. Okay, that's a separate Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. Then in benching, you have to be Machmir. Because that's a Daraisa, but we're not talking about a Daraisa. So then in such a case, the Halacha should be Savik Brachas Lahakel. So you know who's the clearest Shita for us right now? Of Asal Adam Lenos Bolam Azeh B'lo Bracha? Rabbi Kiva Eger has a very, very clear shita. Rabbi Kiva Eger says the Gemara on Lamed Ein and Aleph is only talking about bracha lefaneh. And when it comes to there, Rabbi Kiva Eger, based on the Maharsha, says you take it literally that the bracha is, as Rav Soloveitchik said it, is a matir. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, the bracha is a matir. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger says when we're talking about a bracha lachareha, that's not a matir. And if it's not a matir, so then we should evoke the general rule of Safek Brachos Lahakel. Hence, he doesn't understand the Shita of the Ri. The Ri who says that you should be machmir, that doesn't make any sense. Now, Rabbi Osai, Rabbi Osai answer, Shana Bet guy answer, Shana Gimel guy. Could anybody show where the Ri holds to be machmir even on a bracha achrona? Where do you see it? The Ri, both on Memtes Netanel and on Lamtes. Good. I don't mean to. I just sake of fun. The Ri on Mantes and on Lamentes, what do you see from both of them? That those are talking about a bracha lachareha, not only a bracha rishona. And so Rabbi Kiva Eger says, I understand the Ri only halfway. I don't understand the Ri all the way. Which, by the way, Avraham, is going to be the answer to the question that you had asked, Hamevin Yavin, that we're going to say that the Ri is a different shita. In other words, the way Rabbi Kiva Eger was masbir the Ri is actually going to be Rabbi Kiva Eger's shita, not the Ri shita. So here comes the controversial part. It could be that we've already answered according to the Ri. Rabbi Kiva Eger is coming with his bias, but there is a wild way of reading the sugya that none of the Talmidim like, as I saw by your reaction when I was masbir the Ri on Lamentes. Everybody was unhappy. If you're unhappy, whoopsie, you say a better pshat on your own. Until you have a better pshat, you're stuck. You're stuck with my pshat. But I'm willing to hear a better pshat. How could you defend the Ri from Rabbi Kiva Eger's objection? Kiva Eger says that's a bracha achrona. Sami brachos lahakil applies to this bracha achrona bar nefashos because it's not a daraisa. So what's the defense, Rabosai? How do you defend the Ri?
It's daraisa.
No one holds that bar nefashos daraisa. No one holds that. So it's that's an impossible approach. That would be the easiest one, but we can't say it. Yes, Yosef?
Not the bar nefashos daraisa, but the chatur sabata.
But we're talking about bar nefashos.
Yeah, so maybe like bar nefashos would be like an extra getter for chatur sabata.
It's an extra get there, but it's still a derabbanan. Yep. So savik brachas lahakya. So here we come to an amazing, amazing chiddush. An amazing chiddush. Jack?
Because like Tosfo says, that it's modeled after a derabbanan. So if it's modeled after a derabbanan, we're going to try to follow...
We don't do that. Even derabbanans are modeled after derabbanan. Rav Soloveitchik assumed every derabbanan was modeled after a derabbanan. So then we don't say that. Almost essentially remove the rule of Tzavik Rabban and Lekula. Yes? Nifal, go ahead.
Because that's due to Shevach and Matir.
That's the road we have to take. Go ahead.
So by the Ri, he would say that it's an Isser afterwards if you don't say Shevach, and I would like to say a little further, and he might say that Vuma Freya, it would still be Ma'al Vuma Freya, or he would say it would still be Asa Ma'al.
So before we say Yorkid, that's a Hakira on the Pshat. Bechura, this proves the Pshat that no one liked. Again, I understand why no one likes it, but I challenge you to say a better Pshat. Bechura, the Reez Sheet that is the following. How do we read the Gemara when the Gemara starts off Mino Animili? Is the Gemara asking Minani Mili in regards to Bracha Lefanea? Or is it asking both Lefanea as well as Lacharel? The Ritva learned it was only talking about Lefanea. And the Ritva clearly understands that the food is Asur until you make a Bracha. Is there another way of reading Minani Mili? Absolutely. You could read Minani Mili as going both Acharei Lefanea. You could even read Minani Mili as suggesting, when the Gemara asks Minani Mili, suggesting it's the Oraisa, and the Gemara introducing Kodesh Ilulim Hashem and never entirely getting rid of Kodesh Ilulim Hashem. What do I mean, never entirely getting rid of Kodesh Ilulim Hashem? The assumption that Bracha is a Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists even in the Maskana. Like Rashi understands. The Ri, is this Ri an Enikol of Rashi as it go? Is this Ri connected to Rashi's Mishpacha? Yeah, isn't he? We have to check out if that's the Ri. It could very well be. The Ri is taking the Yisod of Rashi, the way we were Masbir Rashi, and taking it to the ultimate extreme. And that is Ella Svaru. You can't learn out from Kodesh Ilulim Hashem. There's a Svaru over here. There's a Svaru. the idea. You were on the right track. Kodesh Elulim is a good idea. It's a halal Takadosh Baruch Hu. It's a dog Takadosh Baruch Hu. But you're stuck. Ashkach on this, Ashkach on that. The Gemara has lots of kashas. After all, the Chai God, you have all the kashas. At the end of the day, the Gemara hasn't rejected its original approach of how it looks conceptually at Bracha. It looks at conceptually at Bracha as Odo Takadosh Baruch Hu. However, it's a Svara. And that is, how could a person derive benefit from God's world without thanking Him, both before and afterwards? Who says before only, afterwards as well? Ah, if you say it's a matir, going on for it. You're right. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the perspective of Hodah. The notion of looking at this Elulim exists even in the Maskana. Kainim Advarim. So then, Svarahu, Sha'asa La'adam 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 Below Bracha, applies for Bracha Achrona also. Kainim Advarim. It's only a pebble's throw away of saying that applies no matter how much you ate. Whether you ate a little bit or whether you ate a lot, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aye, for Bracha Achrona, it's normally not that way. For when it comes to benching, it's not that way. When it comes to Al Michli, it's not that way. When it comes to Al Geffen, it's not that way. There the Torah told you, v'chalta v'savato berachta. There the Torah told you, you need Sviya. This has nothing to do with Sviya. This is Hana. If it is Hana, then it doesn't make a difference. This might be the real Shitaso. How many different Shitas now, Rabosai, do we have in how you understand Svaru Sha'asal Adam Lanus Belo Mazeh Belo Bracha? Let's now do a chart together. Let's do a chart. You know what? We have, first of all, we have 7 minutes until Allah Chum. Say that. Where, can you please pass the board? Please pass the board, and if someone could get a marker. Maybe there's a marker here. The clock is ticking, Rabbi Osei. Yeah, last thing I need is a eraser, even a tissue. What we need is a tissue. And a tissue? Ah, beautiful. Now we're set. Okay. Rabbi Osei, before we take questions, let us go to... you know what? We can just turn upside down. We don't even need to... All right, no. Let's pop it up. Here, one, two, three. Ready? Let's go. Do you mind, Josh, holding? I'm sorry. This way, also, we don't lean. Rabosai, how many, it's fine. How many sheetas, which sheetas should we start with? This, what we're mapping out over here, it's fine, thank you. Is Aser, I just don't want to lean against Darwin. Do you mind holding? Okay. Aser La'adam. Okay. So let's talk about... Yeah, we'll do it this way. Rajba. Ritva. And the funniest one over here, normally I don't put them in the same category, is Rabbi Kiva Eger. What we're going to discuss is that there are other Rishonim who are going to fall into this category as well. According to the Rajba, what is this idea of Asel Adon Lenos Bala Mazeh Belo Bracha? According to the Rajba, it's a Hoda'ah. This is the way we're... Again, this is a summary, Rabosai. This is not the Sugya. This is very, very important for me to emphasize. That I'm summarizing the Lamdus. And when you do Chazara, this is not how you do Chazara. You got to go through all the Shitas inside. Because if you remember the Lamdus, if you memorize the Lamdus and you don't memorize the words, then you're going to come away not really understanding it at all. The Rajba, as well as here we're putting Rashi, that's Oda, V'shayach Gam V'achareha. According to the Ritva, it's a Matir, V'shayach Rak Lefaneha. Rabbi Kiva Eger, Matir, V'shayach, Rak Lefaneha. What did Rabbi Kiva Eger add that no one else had really spelled out? Rabbi Kiva Eger added, V'safek,
l'chumra. But otherwise, really, Rabbi Akiva Eiger is the same shita as the Rajba. Now we have the Ri. Who could the Ri fit into? The Ri says, machmirim gam lachareha. Says we're machmir even lachareha. Sarich lomar shu rak hoda. The only way you could understand it is that it's a hoda. These are the four sheets. We have 3 minutes for questions. The Ri is going to work out beautifully. The Ri is going to be lishitaso in 1, 2, 3 places. Lishitaso. In 3 places. Yud Beis, Lamites, and Memtes. Who thought that when we were doing the Gemara on Lamed Hey, that we were cheshbening the Shita of the Ri in 3 different places in the Masechta? Yes?
That means the Ri never had the concept ever of
Sabbath Brachos Lachel. Rabosai, does the Ri have a Sabbath of Sabbath Brachos Lachel? Yes or no?
Yes.
The answer is yes, by Birkas HaMitzvahs and other things. Thank you. I think we're done, Josh. You put it in. I just didn't want it to lean against the
Ri. Can you read the Ri again, please?
Where I wrote, Machmirim Gam Lachareha. It's okay, it's okay. They can see it this way. Thank you. Machmirim Gam Lachareha. Vitzarech Lomar, there's a Vav here. Should be a Vav here. You don't see it? Vitzarech Lomar, Shurak Hoda. And you have to say. Right. Correct.
The funav is
a hoda as well. According to the Ri, lav dafka. The pashus no. The pashus is not a matir at all. That's what it seems. That's what it seems. By the way, Rabosai, this shir, unfortunately, I didn't add anything. I had more that I wanted to try to be mechadish with you, but all of what I said today is in Rav Nissim Kaplan Sefer. I don't think I said anything on my own. But I have to go slowly because I see that it's fine. Because the Talmidim didn't have everything clear yet for us to add more. But right now, I think that's what we're at. Okay, we'll start Halacha in 3 minutes. And I'll take questions. For those that Talmidim want to ask questions, we have 3 or 4 minutes to ask questions. If I could just ask someone for a favor to get my Talmidim filled. Yes, go ahead.
They all say that because the reason that if you have a pasuk, the reason that the doesn't apply is because they need a shear is because it says the achalda. So if it says the achalda zavada, you need to be zavada, right? Those, so therefore you need a shear. But by Rabbeinu Pashas, you don't have a pasuk that says the achalda zavada. So any other only Zion need, only Berakhs Moshe need achalda zavada in order to do barakhda. But the other things, you don't need a chad of Israel. You just have rach.
No, the answer is that if I don't have any other mechayim, like the svara, right? If I have no other mechayim, then I say that it's modeled after the chad of Israel. If there's a separate car called also the lenos molasem below bracha, if there's a separate source, then in such a case I'll pull that source out. But if that's not what I'm working with, if I'm not working with that special source, so then in such a case, then the halacha is going to be.
So why would the Ri say that it's anything? You're saying that it should always be on the father's side.
No, I was asking the other Rishon. What was going in the Ri?
I was saying the Ri.
Yeah, you're talking in the Ri.
I'm saying the Ri holds that the father's side only applies those two, and therefore because of it.
Exactly.
You only need to be the by those two, and not
exactly.
By.
Correct.
And not by.
Oh, Rabbo. I have a bomb cash. All right, the guy's left. I have a bomb cash on this mahalach that only struck me. I mean, I've known this mahalach for years. All right, we'll start off halacha shir. We'll start off halacha shir.
What about
we haven't explained the Bilchur
Rishon. Sorry, I'll look ashamed with my bond cash.
Is that correct?
What about the night that he says
very well? It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Just 1 second, Aaron, and then I'll take
the question. That's fine. Still say Shvah. It's Machmir, that's all. And then you shear, that's all.
This is Machmir,
this is
Shear?
Yeah.
So what about at the end of the
Shear,
where he talks about Geffen, he says, you go Papos and Geffen.
The Rashba says that Svara does not apply to the Shevaminim, and the Shevaminim are we learn out from the Chalat and Zabat, right? We need to assume that the reed goes according to every single type of Rabba Rono. He says that we can be puffing from Reach the Yish Lashmir between Amubar Avalah, we will puff from Allah Lugmo. And then.
No, so what are you adding? What did you say we didn't discuss?
It's otherwise, it's so you're definitely.
I lost it.
Can you start something? That's oral. What is my sword? This is my sword in Gajah.
Nachum Rishoni said you have to repeat. We're calling it a hodon, so it's still a hodon with a certain type of matir. Right? We're calling it a brachos hodon.
Right.
But he says you have
to
repeat.
He said, if he tells you it's a matir.
Because why does he have to do a brachos Rishoni? He has to repeat if he didn't do it. But Rabbi Kiva said he understood first of all what we were saying in Dabba Matir. The rehold, you have to repeat it if you didn't say it correctly.
No.
If you had a machshon on your base. So it's a hodah, but yet you have to repeat it. So it's some sort of
no, matir. It's not a matir.
So why do you have to repeat it?
Why do you have to repeat
your
base?
He said you have to repeat it.
So what's the answer? The answer is that it's a combination.
It's a combination of two.
Combination, but no one else holds it.
I understand. But it's not just a whole dog.
Does anyone
you
say
it's a Sheva?
You
need it so bad. You need it so bad. How can you say you learn that from one Svara, one Sheva, one Sheva?
Bracha Rishon is a matir, and that's why I'm matir.
Also, if you
walk past
Josh, can you walk past the beak?